And it's time to get you ready for game day. It's Jim Bob's Pigskin Picks.
All right, folks, listen up. Every week during football season, I crack open the playbook and I give you Jim Bob's Pigskin Picks. Straight talk, no fluff, and it's the kind of free advice you'd normally have to pay Vegas for. This isn't just computer spit-outs, folks, or some spreadsheet nerd mumbo-jumbo. These are real football eyes. These are Jim Bob Morris eyes from a guy who's been in the locker rooms, been in the huddles, and knows when a team's about to bust heads or get steamrolled. So each week we'll break down the biggest games, the wildest matchups, and a few of the hidden gems out there. You'll get my leans, my locks, and maybe even a laugh along the way. No promises or perfection, but I'll give you the best damn look at the board you'll find. So we're going to start off, buckle up, take some notes. Here we go. Week one, Texas at Ohio State. Ohio State is favored, -1.5. You know, this is all about the Arch Manning debut stepping in here, and let's see what he's going to do for Texas. He's surrounded by a bunch of new weapons. You got DeAndre Moore coming off a breakout season and eyeing Biletnikoff-level numbers. And rising star Ryan Wingo, who flashed some game-breaking spring. Emmett Mosley, you got Isaiah Bond. I think that Texas has the possibility of blowing Ohio State out on this one. I also think the defensive side of Texas is underrated. So the spin is Ohio State's always on the reload. I'm not for sure. I don't know that I've got a lot of confidence in Julius Saiyan. I love his name, Julius Saiyan. But the reality is this is, you know, it's a coin flip, but I really do think that this could be a situation where Texas could blow the cover off this game, and so I'm going to lean Texas on this one, folks, and it goes against the consistency. So I'm going to have Texas as part of my 14 teaser. I'll give those boys 13 points and sit back and collect your money. All right, next up, folks, we've got Illinois versus Western Illinois. Not much to say here, folks. Western Illinois had one of the worst defenses in FCB. They allowed 42, 43 points a game. I think they were ranked 121st out of 123 FCB teams. And so this one's kind of a no-brainer. Illinois is going to roll. The only question we have is when Brett Bielema is going to call the dogs off. So Illinois will cover that straight up if you want to play it. I'm going to tease that down from 45.5 down to 32.5. And again, this is going to be an easy win for Illinois. Then we've got Clemson at LSU. Clemson's favored by -4. It's really a battle of cultures there. Clemson under Dabo brings this vast continuity, you know, and I think that LSU, it's another fresh face rollover. I just think I'm taking Clemson all the way to cover on that one. No tease with that. Alabama at Florida State. Florida State's in a rebound. Saban may be gone, but Alabama's machine is still rolling, and I think that Alabama looks good on this one. I'm taking Alabama straight up on the 13, and I'm going to make Alabama part of my 14 tees and make that a pick'em game, and you definitely can win that one all day long. So my lean's Alabama, and I see a well win over that, but I'm also taking the tees on Alabama. Oklahoma versus Illinois State. Again, nothing to talk about here, folks. Oklahoma is going to roll over Illinois State. The 36.5, they'll cover that easily. I don't even know if you can get a bet in on that one. So OU covers. It's a pure snoozer on that one. Notre Dame at Miami. Notre Dame is favored by 2.5 going to Miami. Miami scores a ton of points. I think the Notre Dame defense is certainly elite. Their secondary is elite. They'll challenge the Miami high-powered passing game, which was ranked, I think, number 3 nationally last year. And the question is Miami's defense. Have they made any fixes in the offseason? Because it was questionable last year. But they can score so many points. You got Carson Beck, which is a great story to talk about. Will he be able to protect the football better than he did at Georgia? My lean is Notre Dame, but my heart and my pocketbook says, hey, let's take Miami and the points, and then let's use Miami and let's tease and give Miami those 13 points, make it a 15.5 point contest, and Miami will definitely cover that. So that's it for this week's Jim Bob's Pigskin Picks. And we said, you know, Ohio State, Texas, we like to tease Texas, take that 14.5. Illinois, 45.5. If you can tease them down to 32.5, we take them. Clemson, straight up, -4. Alabama, tease them down to a pick'em game, take Alabama. Oklahoma's a snoozer, take them straight up. And the Notre Dame, Miami, give Miami those 13 points, make it 15.5, folks. That's our play of the week and our 14 parlay money line. You want to make a little bit of money? Texas, Alabama, OU, Miami, make that your money line parlay. And don't forget to play Wanna Parlay, where you can play your way to game day.
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.